This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Moscow abandoned its main bastion in northeastern Ukraine on Saturday. A sudden apparent collapse of one of the war's principal front lines after Ukrainian forces moved to encircle the area in a shock advance. The state-run TASS news agency quoted Russia's defense ministry as saying it had ordered troops to leave the area around the city of Izium in Kharkiv province, saying they would be sent to reinforce operations elsewhere in neighboring Donetsk. The announcement came hours after Ukrainian troops captured the city of Kupiansk, further north, the sole railway hub supplying Russia's entire front line across northeastern Ukraine. That left thousands of Russian troops abruptly cut off from supplies across an entire stretch of front that has seen some of the most intense battles of the war. Ukrainian forces have recaptured dozens of towns and villages held by Russia for months since bursting through the front line earlier this week. Izium's sudden abandonment marked Russia's biggest battlefield defeat since its forces were made to abandon their assault on the capital Kyiv in March. In an overnight video address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said at least 30 settlements had been liberated in Kharkiv region during the advance of recent days. Charles III is officially proclaimed king to a trumpet fanfare at a centuries-old ceremony, a day after he pledged to emulate his late mother Queen Elizabeth II and serve Britain and the Commonwealth for the rest of his life. And a stream of mourners lay flowers and tributes outside Buckingham Palace as it becomes the focal point of a country grieving the death of the Queen. For more stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. France, Britain, and Germany on Saturday vented their frustration at Iran's demand in talks to revive its 2015 nuclear deal. That demand is that the UN nuclear watchdog close a probe into uranium particles found at three sites. The three countries added that the demands were jeopardizing the talks. 17 Chinese aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait, which normally serves as an unofficial barrier between the two sides on Saturday, Taiwan's defense ministry said, as Beijing continues its military activities near the island. Rwanda may provide logistical support to help Benin tackle a worsening Islamist insurgency that is threatening parts of the West African region, a Benin government spokesperson said on Saturday. Talks with Rwanda are ongoing about the possible help, which would not involve the deployment of any Rwandan troops to Benin, that spokesman said. Benin, alongside the Gulf of Guinea states Togo and Ivory Coast, has seen increasing attacks from militants linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State as violence creeps south from the Sahel countries of Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger. Three people have died of cholera in northern and eastern Syria, the region's Kurdish administration said Saturday, appealing for international help to contain the outbreak. Health authorities warned of a large number of cholera cases in Raqqa province and the western countryside of Deir Ezzor province. Cholera is generally contracted from contaminated food or water. It can spread in residential areas that lack proper sewage networks. The Kurdish administration called on international agencies, especially the World Health Organization, to provide necessary support to limit the spread of the disease. Meantime, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said cholera had spread after local authorities stopped distributing chlorine to water pumping stations. More than a decade of civil war has devastated Syria's water supply and sewage infrastructure. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock arrived in Kyiv Saturday on a surprise visit. It is her second trip to Ukraine and comes a week after the Ukrainian Prime Minister's trip to Berlin, where he had repeated Kyiv's call for weapons. Baerbock said in a statement, "I've traveled to Kyiv today to show that they can continue to rely on us, that we will continue to stand by Ukraine for as long as necessary with deliveries of weapons, humanitarian, and financial support." Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.